So the first thing I'd like you to do is just close your eyes and take a deep, slow breath. And as you're doing that, you might notice that even just when you breathe out, you start to feel a bit more relaxed. And because your eyes are closed, you're immediately more aware of sounds in the room. So the air conditioning and my voice and maybe people moving in their seats, whatever. And in a moment I'm going to stop talking, and I want you to notice what's there in your mind when I stop talking. So just have a look right now and see what's there in your mind. And I would guess that it would be thoughts, or perhaps feelings, or it might be images. So you may have thoughts in the form of words or sentences. You might have thoughts in the form of images or memories. But I'll bet you were thinking something in that time when I wasn't speaking. And we're going to ask you to do something with those thoughts, something very simple. So I'd like you to imagine that you're standing at the side of an 8-lane freeway, and you're behind a barrier, so you're safe, but you can see all the vehicles, all the traffic on this freeway going past you. And as you stand there, I'd like you to take the next thought that you have and place it on one of these vehicles that's driving past. So it could be a car, could be a bus, could be a truck, whatever. Just place that thought on that vehicle and let it drive off into the distance, away from you. And even though that thought may be gone, you might notice there's another thought or thoughts there straight away. So take the next thought that you're aware of and put that on the next vehicle that comes past and just let it drive off into the distance, carrying that thought away from you. And no doubt you're having more thoughts. Perhaps not, but if you are, place those thoughts on the other vehicles that are coming past and just watch as they drive off into the distance. And you can do this with any thought that shows up in your mind. You don't have to hold on to the thought. You can actually just place it on the very next vehicle that comes your way. And it might be that some of the thoughts are ones you've seen before. That's okay. It's the same as some of the vehicles will reappear after a while, or ones that look the same. So whatever thoughts you're having, you can place them on these vehicles and just watch them drive away from you. And you can do this with feelings and emotions as well. Or images, if you're having more images than thoughts. So, just take a feeling that you're aware of at the moment. So it could be a physical sensation, or it could be an emotional feeling or a mood. Just place it on one of those vehicles and watch that feeling go away from you. And like the thought, it's not gone for all time. It might reappear, but that's okay. You can just let it go for now. And now I'd like you to remember or think of a feeling that perhaps you've struggled with in your life, maybe recently, maybe a while ago. You might have resolved it or you might not, doesn't matter. But whatever that feeling is that you've struggled with, See if you can place that on one of the vehicles that's going past. It can be a big feeling, can be a, you know, unimportant, niggling one. Doesn't matter, just place it on the vehicle and watch it drive away from you. And just let it go. And it might be that you're starting to find you can do this with anything that appears in your mind. A memory, you can put that on a vehicle, watch it drive away. An idea, you can let an idea go. A thought, a feeling. Whatever else is in there. Even if you're thinking, I'm finding this really hard to do or I can't do it, that's a thought. You can put that on a vehicle and let it go away. Like I said before, it might reappear, but it doesn't mean anything. There's always another vehicle coming along the freeway to take these thoughts away from you. And you might start to be curious about the question, if you're able to let your thoughts and feelings go away like this, then you must not be those thoughts and feelings. They're not you, they're just something that you have, because you can let them go. And so if you're not your thoughts and feelings, who are you? And if that question causes any confusion, then that's just another feeling that you can put on a vehicle and let it disappear. So you may feel confused or have the feeling of being confused, but you are not confused. You're just there, having the feelings and watching them go away. And now the question comes up, who is that that's there watching all this? Because you've had lots of thoughts and feelings in your life. They're not all with you all the time, so you're not your thoughts and feelings. You must be that person or whoever it is that's there watching these feelings and thoughts happen inside you. And it might even be there watching what's happening in this exercise. You know, hearing my voice, doing what I'm asking you to do, paying attention, and watching you let go of thoughts and feelings. And it might feel a little bit strange hearing this kind of talk or doing what you're doing now, but even that strange feeling is just another feeling that can disappear. So if you're finding this useful or interesting, you might want to think about at some stage in the future trying this exercise on your own and seeing if it gives you a bit of space, a bit of room to move between you and whatever thoughts and feelings you normally have difficulties or struggles with. You know, can you just let them go? Like dropping the belt and getting out of the struggle, no matter how many times the thought reappears. And so now I'd like you to just take a deep, slow breath. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.